The Department of Law has opened an investigation to determine whether there has been price fixing in the sale of fuel in Alaska. It will be discussed next week at the House Judiciary Committee, holds the second in a possible series of hearings on high fuel prices in the state. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The Department of Law investigation is looking for illegal collusion along the fuel distribution chain that ends at the gas pump. Assistant Attorney General Ed Sniffen says that, at the least, he hopes to explain to Alaskans why gas and oil prices are still near record levels in spite of the worldwide drop in crude prices. Sniffen says there are limits on what the state can do to help consumers. He says high prices are not illegal by themselves, and there's no law regulating prices or preventing price gouging.
The only time we can really interfere with the way companies price their products, not just gasoline, but any company, is if there has been some kind of price fixing or collusion among competitors to set the price of their products at a certain amount. So that's what we're looking for in this case. We're looking to see if there is some kind of coordinated activity between the refiners or the marketers and sellers of gasoline to keep these prices as high as they are.
As the price of crude oil has dropped, at times nearly 50% in recent months, and consumer prices have gone down in the rest of the nation, Sniffen says that in a normal competitive market, they would have dropped here too. And he got curious about that.
Because when you have a situation where a competitor is able to maintain supra-competitive prices for such a long time, then you have to start asking yourself, is there something else going on here that allows them to charge those kinds of prices? Is there some kind of collusion or coordinated activity among the sellers to do that? And that's what we're looking for.
He says the investigation is made more complex because of various submarkets or methods used to supply retail outlets. For example, Southeast Alaska supplies are barged in from the lower 48. The rail belt is generally supplied by in-state refineries. Sniffen will present some of what he's learned to a meeting next week of the House Judiciary Committee. That panel will take its second look at fuel pricing in the state. Chairman Jay Rammer says that prices have dropped in Fairbanks since the committee began asking questions last month, but not enough. He says gasoline prices in 13 states have decreased to an average of less than $3 a gallon in recent months, but not in Alaska.
I can't explain it. I'm reluctant to call this price gouging, but it certainly is hard for a consumer to draw any other conclusion than that when there is such a pricing disparity between the cost of retail gasoline within the state and the cost of retail gasoline in other small rural states without a great deal of population density.
Ramra says on a global level, demand has gone down considerably, although the cost savings haven't carried over to consumers. The hearing will be at the Anchorage Legislative Information Office on Wednesday of next week. Rammer says he'll continue them on a monthly basis until he sees an effect on in-state fuel prices. Sniffen says he hopes his investigation will be completed by the end of the year. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.